You'll find information on how to support us at the end of this podcast. So at clearvisionrevival.com, we teach the same stuff that's been around for 2,000 years. It's been in the Bible. We don't teach anything that's new. We don't teach anything that is out of the Bible. It's in the Bible. Everybody who had access to the Word of God had the information. All they had to do is just pray in tongues, get full of God, let the Holy Spirit give them the operation of revival on how the kingdom of God works. Not being taught by other men who can't produce anything, only words and theories, even biblical theories, even correct biblical theories, but they can't demonstrate it. We need people who can teach, correct stuff, and demonstrate. And we have people who come, they just come along to a church, they step up, they talk about all the miracles and healings, but they never teach people how to do it themselves. They never teach people how to operate in that. They never teach people how to manifest the kingdom of God continually, I mean continually, in their midst. And then when they leave, the anointing goes with them. And people wonder why they go up and down like a yo-yo. In their revival, they have moves of God. You know, if you do it correctly, the biblical way, you'll be continually in revival. Continually in revival. You'll have sustainable revival. But the key is you get yourself cleaned up and then you can be used by God. That's how easy it is. But you know, we want somebody to come into our midst who's already cleaned up or partially cleaned up, do a show, demonstrate the kingdom of God, and then leave. And then we try and carry the ball when we can't even carry it ourselves. That's the problem. Revival starts with you. That's the way it works. And if somebody brings revival into your midst, you try to carry it, and you're not clean, you don't have clean hands and a clean heart, which the Bible says, you can't carry it. It'll dissipate. It'll just go out through your hands, like you've got your hands opened up. You won't be able to hold it. You won't be able to carry the capacity of the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood will not enter into the kingdom of God, and a natural mind, an unregenerated mind, an unholy mind, an unsanctified mind can't continue on with the things of God. You can only go so far, and then you come to a dead stop until the next man who carries kingdom of God in them comes along. That's hopeless. That's a waste of time. That's ineffective. The idea is for you to become a place where the kingdom of God dwells, where you have made yourself clean and the Holy Spirit can move amongst you continually. And as you bring people into your church, those who are full of God can help get the little ones out the ditch, get them settled and seeking God. And as they move forward and as they get clean, they walk in the power of God in whatever capacity God has called them to do. And they join the ranks of those who are clean. And they pray for the little ones. And the little ones get out the ditch. And the same process over and over again repeats itself. And the church fills up with people who are full of God and people who are coming into the church and being transformed. People lose their momentum when they get stuck into natural things, when they start using natural ways to get revival, when people start thinking naturally. And even those who are full of God had to be continually on track. They have to, like an athlete. If you stop exercising spiritual strength, you get weak. If you stop exercising yourself unto spiritual things, you end up getting deceived and you sit and you just relax. You know, it's a paradox. It's something that's a revelation that only happens to those who seek, knock, and ask. That's it. The answer is in the Bible, but nobody does it. The answer's in the Bible, but nobody's gone to the effort to try and connect the dots, because it's like a crossword puzzle. You know, if you don't participate in it, you ain't going to get anything. all the answers aren't going to just come to you. You need to sit down and meditate on the crossword puzzle. And every puzzle in the crossword puzzle helps the puzzle move forward because you add words to it. And as you add words to the crossword puzzle and you get more questions, they're easier to answer because all the letters are there. Half of the letters in the words are there. That's a lot how the kingdom of God works. If you seek God and you start getting answers and then you start using those answers to actually get the answers to other things and using all of those answers to get the answers to other things, you become successful. To him that is given, more will be given. To him that has not, what he has will be taken away. Very simple. Very simple formula. It's not rocket science. The only problem we have is people are lazy. They want fast food Christianity. They want somebody to go and digest the information for them, package it up in a nice thing with a nice little box with a logo on it, and then hand it to them so that they can have a happy meal. That's just a waste of time. Because when that person is gone, where are they going to get the knowledge from? Every single person needs to know that they go to the Holy Spirit. They plug into the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings a revelation. They learn to worship. For God is a spirit and he seeks such to worship him in spirit and in truth. No longer will you worship on the mountain or in Jerusalem, but there will come a time, and is now, Jesus said, that the true worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth. So if you get people worshipping God in spirit and truth, the power turns up. The transformation turns up. And if they actually want to stay in the heat of the transformation, because it's not a nice place when you're confronted with your failings and your misgivings, your false ideas and your dumb doctrines, and you have to put them at the feet of Jesus and say, will you burn them up and give me something that's of substance? It takes a bit of courage because we all want to know we're right. And when the Holy Spirit comes and tells us what you believe in is wrong, it takes substance to be able to say, oh, will you please give me the truth? Instead, we live a lie and we feed on doctrines of devils and we end up in a ditch, and everybody's in a ditch looking for somebody who will actually have some backbone, stand up and actually go and get the stuff from God so that they can get everybody out the ditch. You know, those who are out of the ditch should know how to get other people out the ditch and how to help them and keep them out the ditch. How to show them how to stay clean, holy and righteous before the Lord. How to keep their vessel. But we can't find anybody. There's not many people I know who get people out the ditch. They demonstrate stuff. They show marvelous miracles and signs and healings and wonderfulness and great prophets and everything like that. But they never tell anybody how to actually do it. A lot of them, you know, they have things like, we empower people. You know, and you know, I've been along to them. I said, well, let's see what they've got. Nothing. A lot of the time, they're reading from a book. They're reading from a CD lesson they've learned. And they're sitting down for a bunch of people going through the CD lesson. So you've got the teachers who don't know anything teaching other people. That's sad. No. If I was a pastor of a church, I would say to everybody, you go and do your stuff, okay? You're not hurting anybody, okay? You don't need to babysit them 24 hours a day unless you're a really bad pastor. And then you just let them just go about their stuff and you just go home, shut the door and pray in tongues, get full of God so that revival can happen in your life first. Then you can go to the church and you can bring revival and you can show everybody else how to walk in revival. And then they can actually be a consistent helper in the church. They can have substance in them and they can add substance. They can actually bring the kingdom of God themselves. You know, I go to people's places and they expect someone to have a guitar and play some music and, you know, so we can have mood music, so we can bring in the Holy Spirit. Let's be quiet. I don't do that. I just say, listen, there are people who they need a fantastic kitchen with cupboards full of ingredients to make a meal. And without that, they can't make a meal. They're hopeless cooks. They're useless cooks. I need somebody, you give them three ingredients and they can make 50 meals out of it that taste fantastic, right? Give them one bowl and a spoon and they say, I can do anything. Because these guys know what they're doing. They're real cooks. But a lot of people, you go to the church, they got the smoke machines, they got the flashing lights, they got the loud thumping music, they got people jumping around like jackrabbits saying, let's praise Jesus. But there's nothing of substance. That's not revival. God needs people who actually know their stuff and are not just wanting to put on a show. And then nothing turns up. And people just hope. Some people just think this is God. This is the kingdom of God. I said, this isn't God. What, your smoke machines, your flashing lights is God? That's rubbish. People come to my house and there's no music, there's no nothing. And we just say, okay, let's lift our hands and just worship. And within 30 seconds, the presence of God starts coming into the room and they can feel it because I've been with Jesus. You know, when I meet people and I speak to them, and they talk about the kingdom of God to me, I know whether they've been with Jesus or they've just been with somebody who has been with Jesus. I know whether they're a real cook or they're just somebody who needs a massive infrastructure of kitchens and all the cooking utensils you'd ever need, microwave ovens and great big things. Before they can cook up a meal. And if then, they didn't even cook it up because they use packet stuff, which was already made up. They're not the cooks I want to know. I want to know somebody who can light a fire just with a bow drill, with a bit of wood, right? Light up a fire, make a tinder, and then, you know, start a fire from just that. I want to know somebody who can do that. You know, I'll put my faith in them. I will actually listen to them because they know their stuff. Anybody can come along with a blowtorch and a bucket of fuel and throw it on the fire and light it up. That's not making a fire. You need somebody who can, from scratch, from nothing, make something. You need somebody who can lift their hands and speak into your life, and then the word of God starts moving. The kingdom starts moving. You know, the angels, they answer because they hearken unto the voice of his word. And you become the voice of his word because you carry authority because God has given it to you. It's delegated authority by God. Why? Because you went and inquired your personal self, found out from God, how does it work? Will you show me? Will you personally tutor me? I'll be like Martha. No, I won't be like Martha. She was in the kitchen. I'll be like Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus, who listened to Jesus. And Martha tried to get everybody to get Mary back into the kitchen. Jesus said, Martha, Martha, why do you waste your time? You are so encumbered about so much stuff. You're sure you love to serve, but this girl here, she has chosen the best thing, to sit at the feet of Jesus. You know, they really like serving people, but I want somebody to serve me who knows how to make the stuff, not someone who just goes to the fast food store, gets a couple of hamburgers and brings them home to me and says, here, I've served you. That's not what I want. I want home-cooked food. That's what I want. That's how you're going to get revival. From people who are willing to sit down at the feet of Jesus and learn the stuff. Or somebody who comes along and teaches you and then you apply it. Not just watch it, but apply it. you know, the body of Christ is full of CDs and DVDs and videos and books and books and books on the anointing, books on the Holy Spirit, books on the 52 things the Holy Spirit does, the 240 ways of getting rid of devils or something like that. But they have no authority, no power. They can't do anything because they don't know how to operate in the kingdom of God themselves. They're only good at being a spectator. No, we need participators. We need people who will demonstrate the kingdom of God. So I hear about this guy who's come to Brisbane and he's going to teach the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So some brothers told me about it. I said, oh, come along. So I came along and he spent 3 hours going through all the scriptures telling people about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and about when you do, you'll speak in tongues. And he went through Acts and Acts and Acts. He went through all the scriptures. I know all the scriptures. It's wonderful. I've been through them a million times myself. And they're great. But he's teaching all these people. And the silly part is, half the people in there are spirit-filled and the other half aren't. Okay? So we went there for 3 hours. I think it went for three hours. In the meantime, we stopped an hour into it. And we had like a break. And I started praying for people and they got filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, we were right in the midst of the whole lot, right in the midst of everybody praying for people and they got filled with the Holy Spirit. So then they go back in there and I'm sitting at the back because I'll sit at the back with, so that I can do some stuff. And people are coming up to me during his talk, his 3-hour talk, saying to me, can I have what that guy had? Yes. Can I get filled with the Holy Spirit? Yes. I've got problems. Will you help me? Yes. We go outside and into some place quiet, pray for them, they get filled with the Holy Spirit. Then bring them back in, and then other people come up and say, I've got problems. You pray for them, get demons off them, deliver them from demons, get them praying in tongues, let the rivers of life flow out of them from within their innermost being. And they go in on fire, and we're still listening to this guy for 3 hours telling everybody how you can get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he never once asked anybody to come down the front or demonstrate. He never asked anybody to come down the front and they'll pray for somebody with the baptism, you know, to get the Holy Spirit. And, you know, a couple of brothers and I went out and we just kept taking. We took a lot of them outside. So it's funny. We couldn't operate, we couldn't participate in the real stuff inside because they were too busy teaching it. They were too busy telling people about it. And if we actually started demonstrating it, they'd get upset. So we had to take them outside. We had to take them out from away from that so that we could demonstrate it. And you know what, this guy, he's supposed to be super marvelous. Sure, he's spirit-filled, but he doesn't have the understanding. He's good at teaching. His teaching was great, but he didn't demonstrate anything. Then we went to baptize him because it was, we'll get people. He taught about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right? And he didn't ask anybody there if they needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So he was talking about, he's saying, we're all going to go out on the street and we're going to get people filled with the Holy Spirit. We're going to baptize them. And you pray for him or something like that. So, you know, we got to outside and went to a big park where there was water. And I said, well, let's baptize these people. And one of them said, no, we've got to wait for the master. We've got to wait for the holy man of God who came to only teach us and not demonstrate. So he ended up baptizing some of the people that his brothers and I got filled with the Holy Spirit. But people become religious. You got to wait for the master. That really gets me a bit, you know. These people hinder the flow of the kingdom of God. These people who are religious, they're a pain in the neck. They're like the little minions of the master who only knows how to speak about it. They're all in the ditch. It's just terrible. Then it gets really bad. So we go back to the place to actually talk about what happened or that day, and nobody had any testimonies. So I stood up and started telling them about how the person over there got filled with the Holy Spirit, that person got filled with the Holy Spirit, and they didn't want to hear about that because it took away from their thunder. And then then somebody came up to us, well, we started praying for them, and we started doing deliverance ministry, and they're on the ground roaring and yelling, demons coming out of them, and I'm praying over them, and I'm saying to anybody, listen, is anybody a prophet here? Come in. And a girl said, yes, I prophesy. Well, come over here. We want you to get some words of knowledge so that we can find out a little bit more about these demons that are in this guy. And actually, the guy who was teaching, he stood over in a little group watching us. He never came over and inquired, never came over and participated or helped, you know, left us to it. And I'm thinking, this is hopeless. You know, you can't just teach and not demonstrate. You know, you can't do that. That's not the way the kingdom of God works. You got to teach and demonstrate. Teach, put on a show. It'd be good to put a show on. Show somebody what the kingdom of God really looks like when it operates. It's not about me. It's not about Donna. It's not about the brothers that were with me. It's about Jesus. It's about being clean so that Jesus can flow through you. It's not about being a hypocrite and about pretending that you're somebody you're not. Jesus will lift you up when you go to him and say, clean my life up. He will lift you up before all men and demonstrate his power, his kingdom through you. That's how it works. That's the way the kingdom of God works. A lot of people who are really good with technical knowledge, but Jesus doesn't operate through them because, well, I'll leave that answer to you. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help us out, if you'd like to support us at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of this page and click on support.